May God bless you, dear heart dwellers. Recently, we came together as a community to do spiritual warfare, as we were under heavy attack here on the refuge, and the assignments against us were grave indeed. There was a death curse on Father Ezekiel, an assignment of division on the community, and great heaviness and oppression surrounded us. Mother Elisha sounded the alarm, and we immediately gathered, put on spiritual warfare music, and prayed in tongues, allowing Holy Spirit to help us pray effectively against the forces of darkness. After we finished, Father Ezekiel told us we caught a really big fish. A high priest or practitioner from the dark kingdom was brought into the light by the Lord's merciful love. Hallelujah! Praise God! That night and the following day, there was retaliation from the enemy, and a few of us were hit hard. Father Ezekiel began, "The enemy is desperate and has been viciously attacking. It usually begins around 7 p.m. When the community and our faithful intercessors start to pray, there is substantial relief. The intensity of the pain and suffering for others, especially those unprepared for death, is tolerable and moderate until morning. Soon after dawn, the brutal dreams come. Until mid-morning. This timeline repeats itself continuously." Father Ezekiel continued, "It seems to me, after some 27 years of these situations, that the nature of the pattern has usually been observed in the hours leading up to the death of an individual. My only response to this is that the enemy senses that an imminent situation is approaching, either the end of a soul or soul's mortal life, or a serious shift of circumstances, such as the harpazo or catching away and removal of the restrainer, the faithful church. Snakes do not normally strike unless provoked or they feel trapped and cornered. That is why the Satanists curse and the enemy tries desperately to hang on to a soul for the dark kingdom. They feel threatened by our very presence and want us gone. But we are not leaving, and have been pressing into prayer for their conversion and for those who are unprepared for death." And that was the end of Father Ezekiel's message. Family, suffering and praying for the salvation of souls is paramount on the Lord's heart. Jesus is so grieved and in anguish, he suffers terribly when a soul is destined for hell. Heart dwellers, our number one concern is to help our Lord, fortified by his grace, to fight for his kingdom in human souls, as children of the Most High should fight, and that every soul he has entrusted to us, we will aid with prayer and sacrifice, so that his grace will work in them. Our Lord God has deigned to place souls in our care, and we must be faithful to this immense responsibility he has given us. Please remember that no sacrifice is too small, as we aid in the salvation of souls who are unprepared for death. Let us press in, dear heart dwellers, moving forward and fearing nothing.